Varhaloch and Yeradeya Kavisha and Chavisalovas or Lalamid Tishrei, first day of Rosh Chodesh, so we're learning about Kavisha when things are soaked, that also creates an absorption of taste in a simple liquid like water or even milk. It will be 24 hours. So if you put milk in a fleishik pot, or you put meat with gravy, we said, it's soaking in gravy in a milchik pot, the pot absorbs the dairy, in the case of the milk in the fleishik pot, and the milchik pot absorbs the meat and the gravy into the pot. Now that pot is a problem no matter what, because it's now milchiks and fleishiks. It might not be treif because it's ain't a minyomo. But you can't use it with milchiks, so you can't use it with fleishiks because it has milchik taste in it and fleishik taste in it, and you're not supposed to use ain't a minyomo lachatchila. So it's a good riddle, maybe. Like, how could something be milchiks and fleishiks and not treif, but you can't use it? So that's an ain't a minyomo pot that absorbed the other flavor. So you can't use it with fleishiks because of the milchik taste. You can't use it with milchiks because of the fleishik taste. What about the food? Now, if you keep cheshon, meth was never my strong point. But if you need kavisha for 24 hours, it's very hard to get a benyomo pot in kavisha. Very, very hard. You would have to start the kavisha immediately after it became fleishiks. Let's say you put milk in a fleishik pot. It would have to have become fleishiks through, let's say, heat. And then immediately you put in milk. Otherwise, when you finish the 24 hours, it's already ain't a benyomo. So it's very hard to have a benyomo pot in with a kvisha. And therefore, most of the time, the food will be okay, because b'dieved the food's okay from an ain't a benyomo absorbed taste. Okay, that's the halacha now. We're doing Shara Precious, so what do you practice Precious on in Dvarim Mutarim? You practice Precious in talking, don't talk so much. And you practice Precious in looking, don't look so much. And the third thing he says to practice Precious in, and in a way this is the hardest, because you can close your mouth and you can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. I know the Gemara, this, okay. You know the Gemara, the Esper is like a Yotade, or this is soft so that you could. But you can't close your ears. So the third thing to practice Precious, he doesn't make that point, I'm making it. The third point to practice Precious in is Shemiyah. What do you have to listen to everything for? You see people talking, you go over, you listen. He says, what? You just, again, you're either wasting time, or you're going to eventually hear something usur, or what you hear enters your mind, it poisons your mind. You could hear someone say incorrect hashkafas, and you think, but it has an effect. Just like seeing things has an effect on you, hearing things has an effect on you. Somewhere in your mind it has been absorbed by what you hear, and it's nice and tam lefgam a lot of times. That was a joke. Because if it's not a good thing you heard, so it's nice and tam lefgam, okay. V'achakach p'nei l'ritzon oznecha, close your ears, v'shimacha, mamash ein lo'esek bo. If it's not your business, what do you have to go listen to it for? It's not your geshef. People are talking. What's it doing? What's happening? Yeah, what? What'd you say? What? Manishma? Nothing's nishma, says the Chavis HaLavis. What do you have to have nishma for? If it doesn't concern you, what do you have to listen? It's just wasting time. Upros mi mosros Hashema b'chol yicholtecha. He says b'chol yicholtecha. We've had this phrase a few times in Shar HaPrishus. He understands he's talking to people, not malachim. So he says as much as you're able to be poirish from mosros of Shemiyah. It's not important. You try to stay away. What do you have to listen for? Bal tate oznecha lishmoa masha'en b'shmiyus alinyan lach. If it's not relevant to you, if it's not in your circle of relevancies, what do you have to go listen for? Mimosros hadibur, you're just going to hear what people are yapping away. The hasheker, uloshinora, rechilos, that's what's going to end up. And upros mimasha yimshoch oscha el hameri, bashem. You're going to hear things, you're apt, or you're liable to hear things, and it weakens you. It inevitably weakens you. You hear something, call it, you hear Devei Leitzonus about Devei Chazal, you hear Devei Leitzonus about Gedolim, about Poskim, and you think it doesn't affect you, but it inevitably does. That's what he says. And then he says about song, I'm not going to skip anything, but this to us, you know, it could be Nagia Goyisha songs maybe, but he gives a whole litany of songs that you shouldn't listen to. Mimine Hazemer, Vanaginos, Vahabidur, Bidur is probably like a play, it's a schok. Vahagil, which is, I don't know, I guess, some singing or some. Hamatridim Oschem and Amailas, it takes you away from mitzvahs, Umaisa Hachesed. We're so, you have to realize, I'm not excusing listening to songs. And it depends what kind of songs also. But in Chavisalvada's days, to listen to songs was a whole ASIC. You know, it didn't have an MP3 player, I assume, or a tape recorder, right? It was a big deal to go listen to song. It was a whole avoida, like to go listen to music. But still, his point is still well made, that what you hear affects you. And it takes you away from doing mitzvahs, and it wastes your time. But you know what you should listen to? So, go to a shir, learn, that's the things you should be listening to. People that talk about Hashem, talk about mitzvahs, talk about Divrei Chochma, Torah. That last pasuk is very powerful. Because we don't think that way. We don't like to hear people give us Musar, or Tochacha, or criticisms. We don't like to hear that. So he's saying, if you want to use your ears for something useful and purposeful and worthwhile, use it to hear Divrei Torah, and use it to hear Divrei Musar, Divrei Tochacha. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. He brings down Pesukim in Mishlei. That's what you should be using your koach of hearing for.